journalists. He once said, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin said, I would fight my own brother if he took over my home. I do not fight the Israelis because they are Jews. I fight them because they have stolen and arrogated my land, home, and orchards, and condemned my people to everlasting misery. Our next speaker, representing Women in Black, is Yael Korin.
Hello. Hi. My name is Yael Korin. I work with Women in Black. It's an organization that started in Jerusalem 1988 between Palestinian and Israeli women that have been expressing dissenting voice to the occupation of Palestinian land. Here we've been working in conjunction with Palestine Aid Society and with other Palestinian and peace groups. I'm Israeli myself, and I'm daughter of Polish Jews that have survived the Holocaust. And for me, it's so much more painful to see what my people have been doing, getting away with murder for many, many years now. Israel has been committed acts of violence and terrorism against the Palestinian people and be getting away with that. The recent assassination of Sheikh Yassin is just another example of a blunt act exemplifying the utter defiance of all human rights and international conventional laws that's supposed to actually protect people under occupation. After 3.5 years of brutal and deadly crackdown and oppression since the Intifada started, 37 years of illegal and devastating occupation, 56 years since the Al-Nakba, during which 750,000 of Palestinians have been dispossessed, 78% of historic Palestine have been grabbed by force, Israel does not seem to have had enough. Judging by the ongoing acts of state terrorism perpetrated by the Jewish state, nothing short of total humiliation and submission of the Palestinian people seems to ever be enough. Well, we need this to end. We need to end the brutal military occupation of Palestinian land. But in Israel, we need to understand what's happening in Israel, in the so-called only democracy in the Middle East. Matters are being decided by militant leaders, religious fanatics, and zealous ideologues, all in the name of protecting the right of a Jewish state to exist at the expense of the non-Jewish Palestinian citizens. So much for democracy. So here we are, people from Women in Black, Palestine Aid Society, so many other organizations with different ethnic background, religious and secular affiliation. We've all come together to inform and educate ourselves and the American people and to offer a way out of this devastating situation. So what can be a solution? What can be the hope that we, as people coming together, can bring back to the Middle East and offer everybody else? It cannot be a conflict of us versus them, of military dominance, economic superiority, to dominate and submit other people. We've come together with a vision for a society that can coexist. All people in the Middle East have got to coexist under similar, equal rights. Human rights, economic prosperity, where the Palestinian people can rebuild their devastated society, and Israelis have got to share land and resources. Palestinian refugees have got to be able to return home immediately. Vital resources such as water, freedom for existing on any piece of land in the region has got to be restored. Society where all religions are living together, free to exercise and to self-determine, however, are not dominated by any one religion or any one doctrine. And looking around here, I think we have the foundation. I think we have all people together here, and we can bring the hope for the Middle East. So, thank you so much.